Go ahead and do whatever squirming around you need to do to feel like you're well established in your posture. And if you like, you can kind of just kind of an image, a visualization. You're gonna imagine yourself straightening yourself up with your outsides. Your outsides, actually, you kind of are, because basically our muscles run around the outer contour of the body. So you're straightening yourself up. Holding yourself upright with the muscles that crisscross between the pelvis and the rib cage in the front and in the back, and then the muscles that run up along the spine in the back. And those there's kind of a little mini repetition of that pattern in the neck and the throat. There's some muscles that kind of wrap around from the skull around to the front of the neck, and then there are muscles that run up the back of the spine and connect to the skull. And they all work together in perfect harmony to make sure that your head doesn't bobble around. So you're kind of holding yourself a little bit upright with that outer, with what we'll call the outer body. And then at the same time, you can imagine that everything inside is kind of relaxing down. And basically, we're just going to relax. This is going to be a little moment to do that thoroughly. We'll start at the top. You can start with the sensation on the very top of the head. And see if you can decide what is the kind of uppermost point on your head. And say something simple here, like settle down, settle down. It's an invitation, it's not an order. Settle on the in-breath, down on the out-breath. You can say settling down if you want to be a little more like positive thinking about it. What I want you to do is to grow your awareness of your whole head. And we're not going to distinguish between body and mind here. So anything vaguely head-y is going to be included. So this isn't like, ooh, how am I gonna feel those subtle sensations on the back of my head with all of these thoughts? Thoughts are like heady, so they are a part of awareness of the head. Yeah. It'd be like, oh, there's so much stuff coming up. How am I going to track all of this stuff? Well, you don't need to track anything. Because there's only ever what's coming up now. So things like enumeration, like, oh, a lot, that's heady. You just be aware of that when it comes up as part of the flow. We have like a little invitation for everything heady to settle down. It's got space, it's got a container. We'll extend that invitation down into the throat. And everything throaty. And you can have just a little bit of curiosity about the kind of dimension of experience That's included as you extend this awareness downwards. What, if anything, are the things that are throaty, that are not, sensations of the skin around your neck, or, internal sensations of your vocalization system? And this isn't like a deep cosmic principle thing here. It's just what do you get in touch with as you extend that awareness down into this part? It's just kind of an invitation to settle down. It's like the body is in this fixed posture. It's made itself into like a nice sturdy glass. And you've, I don't know, stirred in your concentrated orange drink powder. And for whatever reason, you're gonna give it time and let it settle. We'll extend that down into the heart region now, including the upper back and the kind of shoulders. Any little subtle kind of conceptual tracking efforts, like, oh, but it's like three things, it's more things, it's more things. Those are all, that's all head. That's all part of the flow of headiness. And again, there's nothing to track. There's just what's now. Including the region of the heart, and maybe a little curiosity. Well, what does that constitute for me in this moment? Extend that down to the level of the movement of the diaphragm. You check your container a little bit here. Check your kind of that outer contour of the body. And you don't need to do anything. You can just ask yourself, how well adapted is this posture to supporting my hard working diaphragm? I'd like to create a whatever the opposite of a hostile work environment is for my diaphragm. His diaphragm is kind of interesting. It's like, was it the only muscle that actually crosses that inner threshold? You know, if the kind of inner world is settling down and the muscles are kind of wrapping around the body, the diaphragm is right in there, right in the mix. I don't know. It's kind of neat. Are there any parts of my world, my present moment, that seem vaguely diaphragmatic? Are there any things that aren't, you know, I wouldn't necessarily in my ordinary way of operating call them bodily sensations, aspects of my felt world, my intuitions, whatever it may be? My sense of how the present moment is that I get in touch with as I bring awareness down through this part of experience. Whatever's there, it's the same invitation to settle. Extend that. Extend that sense of settling down at the belly. Now I declare there must be, whether we call them bodily or not, there's a whole world down here, right? If you can be, quote, nauseated by the world, and it doesn't have to do with, eating raw oysters or whatever, then we can say that there's something in the belly region. That, in the present moment extends beyond the realm of how your guts are dealing with your food. You should have the conviction that awareness is infinite, meaning if it seems like, oh wow, there's more here than I had guessed, that's fine, because awareness doesn't run out. It isn't like you've got like a tank on the roof that's filled with like some kind of rain from the sky, and if you use it all up, it's gone. It's there's a lot available, so we'll see if you can be generous as you allow your awareness to kind of extend into the belly, the belly world. And the idea is to extend that kind of invitation to settle down. And we'll extend that now down into the pelvis, down all the way to kind of like what they call the root of the body. Whatever we would call like the very center, the point of contact if you're sitting on a chair. And all of the inner sensations of the pelvis. and whatever other elements of the experience of this moment that you get in touch with. I'm just going to extend it. Don't worry too much about the idea of containment. I'll just say it goes at least from your seat, your contact with the ground, all the way up to the top of the head. Let's say it extends in both directions. So there's no bottom and there's no top. Let's see if you can relax. Relax the impulse to contain it. You can include the impulse to conceive of it as contained, as one of those heady things. Why not push it further? We can think of it as having an element that's ascending, meaning it's the part that's holding it upright. And there's an element of it that's descending, there's part of it that's just settling. But then, you can also kind of see if you can include that distinction as one of the things, one of those heady things to be let go of. Ultimately, it's just this moment anyway. Meaning, if you were to say that it's doing something, you're already bringing the past into it, right? Maybe just drop that altogether. And if you feel like you've cultivated a little bit of space, we'll just take a moment here. You can just invite a little piece of something, a little piece of some corner of your life that could use a little bit of space. And see if you can include it. A little piece of your conditioning. Maybe it came up one time and you didn't have space for it then.